Verse 1 says, "Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things," and all God's people said, "Amen." Fred, happy Sunday, this December the 27th, 2015. My name is Joey Kroll. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And yeah, Sunday Worship focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We talk about the written word and the living word, King Jesus. Hey, I hope you had yourself a wonderful Christmas. So good to fellowship with you today. Hey, we got some great God-honoring music here for you today, including this one from the Martins. And I Can Sing of Your Love Forever on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, so I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, so I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down.
I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love.
We've come to celebrate and magnify the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. Hope you're having yourself a great weekend. You know, of course, Christmas was just the other day, and, you know, I've lost like 12 or 13 pounds just kind of by working out and watching what I eat, and, well, that's pretty much out the window this past week. Christmas cookies, I'll tell you, that's my weak spot right there. Hey, 1 Timothy 4:7 says, "Exercise yourself toward godliness." You know, some of us lift weights and burn calories for countless hours a week at the gym. lifting those weights, running on that treadmill, the elliptical and all of that fun stuff. But do we display, really, do we display that same type of determination in our spiritual lives? You know, since none of us can become godly by osmosis, we need to learn to exercise our faith, right? It takes exercise and effort to achieve spiritual fitness. I love what the Message translation of 1 Timothy 4:7 and 8 says. It says, exercise daily in God. No spiritual flabbiness, please. Workouts in the gymnasium are useful, but a disciplined life in God is far more so, making you fit both today and forever. Fred, unlike bodily exercise, the benefits of spiritual fitness last into eternity. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name.
that you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Hey, if you have some time today or this week, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Would love to connect with you. I love this great quote from pastor and author Max Lucado. He says, God never said that the journey would be easy, but he did say that the arrival would be worthwhile.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself. Trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead, three in
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Right, Jesus, it's all about you. Friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. And yeah, I just realized today's the last Sunday of 2015. And I don't know about you, but every year, at the end of every year, I look back and I look over the past year and its goods and bads, the highs, lows, and all of that fun stuff. But at the end of every year, I'll tell you, I just have to tell you, no matter how good, no matter how bad, no matter how high, no matter how low, I get to say at the end of each year, I saw the hand of God in every single situation. Friend, as we prepare for a brand new year, I just want to remind you, God is good. No matter how rough and crazy life may be, God is good.
God is good all the time. He put a song of all the time, through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time.
Yes, He is.
If you're walking through the valley and there are shadows all around, do not fear. He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. So unworthy, still for us He chose to die. He filled us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify that His love is everlasting and His mercies, they will never end. God is good.
Come on.
All the time, He put a song of praise in this. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time.
Yes, He is.
Though I may not understand all the plans You have for me, well, my life is in Your hands.
Amen and amen. Don Moen, and God is good. Yes, he is. Well, friend, I do thank you so much for listening today. And I just want to quickly remind you as we kind of wind down. Yeah, I mentioned that this is the last Sunday of 2015. As we prepare for a brand new year, would you consider sending in a special year-end gift to this radio ministry? We are listener-supported, which means what we receive budget-wise and income comes from friends like you. So if you are able to, can you send in a tax-deductible gift of support to this radio ministry? Our mailing address is P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can send in your gift online safely and securely at greatnewsradio.org and click on the button that says donate. Well, coming up tomorrow morning, I'm going to be filling in for Mark for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. So hope to see you tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.